Well, the summer heat is scheduled to start today, and it could last into next week. As CBC Toronto's Lorenda Redicop reports, some people are now preparing to protect those most at risk.
Hygiene products, there's a hat, there's some sunglasses.
That's
super awesome.
Omar Adan takes a backpack containing summer survival gear. He says he's living at the Salvation Army shelter after he lost his job and then had some mental health struggles. He worries about the possible heat wave on the way.
Yeah, actually, I am concerned about like the humidity. The humidity in Toronto is really ridiculous. And actually, the rooms get really warm because you've got like 8 guys sleeping in the same room.
Once a heat alert is called, shelter hours are relaxed, allowing people to stay in a cool area at the shelter. As well, cooling centers across the city open for anyone who needs to cool off. People are urged to check on neighbors who might be affected by the heat, including the elderly. Jody Steinhauer founded the charity Engage and Change, which made 3,000 survival kits for the homeless. She says it doesn't come close to meeting the demand.
The numbers, as everyone's hearing because of the refugee crisis, the agencies are full. They can't help anymore.
Her group is trying to help, giving out those kits and 300,000 bottles of water. Lorenda Redicop, CBC News, Toronto.